In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. When an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known that the child had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. That was from Luke, by the way. So, you all have probably heard this a few times in your life. I like this because today's theme is about making a joyful noise. And the first thing the angels did, right, they made a joyful noise. And then the shepherds went to share the good news. That was another way to make their joyful noise. An example to all of us. And you may have thought, wondered, enthusiasm or joy is something I have been accused of having a lot of. Now, and this is something that has served me well in general, but has also brought plenty of misunderstandings over the years. Because many people think being joyful means being happy all the time. And maybe that it means not being real about what's going on in the world or their own lives. But it's so much more than that. Unity's co-founder Charles Fillmore designated 12 powers that are the core attributes that we can activate in our lives. And one of these core attributes is zeal or enthusiasm. His definition of zeal is the inward fire that urges man onward. The inner fire that urges us onward. Whew. It's exciting. What is this inward fire, right? Last week, we talked about love. It is one of these core attributes as well. And it, too, is something deeper than even the deepest love we have for our dear ones. And I picture this inward fire as the unchangeable truth of each of us, our God nature. Our God nature does not diminish in love, enthusiasm, wisdom, etc. It is constant. Now, at Christmas time, we celebrate the rebirth or the renewal of the Christ or the God nature within each of us. This Christ nature is with us at all times, but even though it's there all the time, sometimes we use it better than other times. Right? Sometimes. When you get still for a moment and when you lay aside your worries and when you're in meditation or prayer, can you feel that glimmer of something more, that God part that's in you? No doubt we've all had times when it's been really hard or maybe almost impossible to see that. But that doesn't mean that it's not there. It is. Now, when my general disposition towards cheerfulness is acknowledged, I can tell you very certainly it is because I am plugging into that inner fire of zeal. The inner fire is far beyond things that happen on a day-to-day basis. It is deeper than the grief of losing a loved one or the bliss of your most favorite, fill in the blank. Whatever your most favorite, whatever that is. It takes practice, and it is not meant to cover up or pretend that we're happy when we're not. Too often, I have seen people pasting on a smile, and they pretend everything's fine for way too long, when really they're hurting. And I always believe that we have to be honest with our feelings to be able to really have healing. And this is a case where faking it will not help you make it. Faking until you make it is really, there's a lot of issues with that. But it's interesting because unity has been criticized by some as being a feel-good all, and I've heard people who have actually left unity churches because they felt they were being judged for being in a rough place in their lives. This is not what unity is about. And I understand that there are people out there, there's people out there who kind of seem like, well, if there's something wrong, then it must be your fault. Well, that's called metaphysical malpractice. And we don't want to do that. In short, it's diagnosing someone with something without all the information or their permission. So I would encourage anyone who might be interested in deciding how someone else is messing up their life to consider they might want to focus on their own business first. Because where you are is where you are. Rehashing how you got there isn't nearly as helpful as finding a path that will support you in getting closer to where you want to be. Not saying that a little bit of reflection isn't a good thing, but now you all get to look through the end of your antlers. So, being a cheerful person is part of my personality, but it is also a goal of mine to live more and more from that inward fire of zeal so that I am expressing more and more of the light that I've been called here to be. Making a joyful noise is just that, shining your light in the world. One of my favorite, if not my very favorite, Bible quote is Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city built on the hill cannot be hidden. That's it. That's all you need to know. You're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. We shine our lights by the simple acts of kindness that we have the opportunity to share throughout the day. A smile, a genuine connection with, you know, the checker at the grocery store, whatever it is, we have those opportunities. We shine our light by saying yes to the inner urging we may be feeling to do something a little bit bigger, a little bit on the edge of where we're comfortable maybe, those things that we're called to do. We shine our light brighter by cleaning out the emotional and mental closets, yippee, of unkind thoughts and unhealthy habits and all of those things that might be making the filter on our light a little dingy. When Charles and Myrtle Fillmore started teaching others to pray and meditate, they were very clear that they wanted people to put their words into action. They didn't just want people to take their word for it and be like, oh, that's nice. The Fillmores knew that action was a required step. And we feel that the results, We feel the results as more joy, more love, more ease in our lives when we actually put this prayer practice, this cleansing practice into actually doing it, making it activated. When we do this, the joy starts to bubble up in our lives. And you know what? Other people start to take notice. And when they do, it's okay to say, yeah, my life is changing for the good. And I'm grateful, and I'm practicing more prayer, more forgiveness, whatever it is that you're doing, the practice to make your life better. And you know, it's okay to mention your snazzy church and your snazzy minister. Just saying. Now, I know that telling people about your church is something that makes many of us very uncomfortable, and there are many good reasons for that. I get it. But if you found a yoga studio or a coffee shop or a fill-in-the-blank that you really loved, you wouldn't be shy with sharing people that good news. So without being pushy, you can just mention your spiritual life. It's okay. People notice you're extra shiny. You can tell them why. One of the most common joyful sounds is that of laughter. Yes, yes. All right, laughter is not only a good ab workout, it can reduce stress, raise your immunity, and give you a better sense of well-being, amongst other awesome benefits. So personally, I'm not a fan of jokes that are the making fun type, because that doesn't seem very nice. But there are plenty of good jokes that don't mean, that aren't mean. And, you know, we can laugh even without a joke. So, I thought we'd practice a little laughter yoga. You ready for that? I mean, if we're going to make a joyful noise, right? Laughter is the way to do it. So, this is, we'll start with a little call and repeat laughter practice. You ready? Ha 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 ha. It's working. Now I would like you to look around the room and make some funny faces and try very hard not to laugh. Try very hard. All right, let it out. It's much easier to laugh than not to laugh, right? So let us make our joyful noises in the world and remember to laugh. A little bit of laugh. Can you feel the little bit of those tingly endorphins moving through your body right now? I can feel ooh, yeah. It's good stuff. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Woo. Okay, sorry. I'm just excited about laughing. Okay. The shepherds and angels, they had something exciting to make a joyful noise about, and so do we. Even in our darkest times, where God nature is there inside of us, a spark of joy, of love, of wisdom, it's ready to be called forth, even in the darkest times. We can live in that place of both. So, go out, shine your light, make a joyful noise, laugh, and be merry. Yes. Are we saying?